Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dark Tides, a novel by Philippa Gregory. Read by Louise Brealey.
Reeky Wharf, Southwark, London. Midsummer Eve. Dear Ned, my dearest brother, I have to tell you that we have had a letter from Venice. It's bad news. She writes that Rob is drowned. Rob's widow says that she is coming to England with his baby. I write to you now as I know you would want to know at once, but I don't know what to write. Ned, you know that I would know if my son was dead. I know he is not. I swear to you, on my soul, that he is not. I will write again when she has come and told us more. I think you will say that I am lying to myself, that I cannot bear the news, and I am dreaming that everyone but me is wrong. I am sorry to write such a sad letter. It is not possible that he be dead and I not know it. How could I have come up out of deep water, and 21 years later it hold him down? Your loving sister, Eleanor. Of course I pray that you are well. Write me. Midsummer Eve, 1670. London. The ramshackle warehouse was the wrong side of the river, the south side, where the buildings jostled for space and the little boats unloaded pocket-size cargoes for scant profit. The wealth of London passed them by, sailing upstream to the half-built new custom house, its cream stone facade set square on the fast-flowing river as if it would tax every drop of the roiling, dirty water. The greatest ships, towed by eager barges, glided past the little wharves, as if the quays were nothing but flotsam, sticks, and cobbles, rotting as they stood. Twice a day, even the tide deserted them, leaving banks of stinking mud and piers of weedy ramps rising like old bones from the water. This warehouse, and all the others leaning against it, like carelessly shelved books.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?